Visiting with Coach Matt Harbin, been the head baseball coach at Rudder High for the past 5 years, and now a new part in your life, a new adventure in your life. Congratulations, you've taken the head coaching job at Little Elm, but I know that you're leaving behind a lot of great relationships you had there at Rudder High School. You were telling me just how hard it was to say goodbye to some of those guys. It's got to be really tough.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for the congrats, and when this process started and my wife and I and my family were praying about what to do, in the back of my mind, I knew that was going to be the toughest conversation that I think I'll ever have, telling the boys and telling these guys, because the relationships we built here, I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to match what we've done here relationship-wise and kind of the family we built. I'm going to try best I can, but I truly believe that what we did here was something special.
Talk about the ride in that program. I mean, whenever you took it over, it's not like Rudder had a lot of history because it hadn't been around for very long, but you guys have made it into the postseason, made it all the way to the area round this year, and a lot of highs, I would think you could say, in the past few years.
Yeah, you know, coming in, we knew that the first thing we had to do was just kind of stabilize things and rebuild trust with the coaching staff and the players and the players and the school. And we knew that going in. And, you know, you have to give all the credit in the world to the kids for not giving up on what we knew Rudder baseball could be. And it just kept taking off. Each year we just kept getting better and better, and we just stayed focused and we stayed on the path and we kept grinding. And you saw the fruits of our labor, you know, 2 years ago making it to area in the second round and this year making it to the quarterfinals. You know, both times losing in game three by very close plays and close games, it's a testament to the kids and, you know, also to the assistant coaches, you know, and for everything that they put in, because we do demand a lot of time. And that's what makes this decision, that's what made it even more difficult.
And I know that even bigger than just one program, the whole athletic family over at Rudder, as well as all the teachers and basically the community, it's one big community over there and in Bryan. Just talk about the impact that everyone else has played, the community and the Bryan community, to you and your family.
Oh, our you know, we came here 5 years ago, and we didn't know a soul. We knew a guy that was a former player that was playing at A&M at the time, and that was it. And Rudder and the Rudder community and the Rudder faculty just opened up their arms to us and allowed us to come in and feel like it was a home, feel like we were part of the family. And the things we do in the community with our fundraisers, with our community service stuff, I mean, it's just been outstanding. In fact, there was a few people outside of Rudder faculty and that I had to call first before all this got out, because I wanted them to hear it from me first versus hearing it on social media or on the radio or whatever else. And so, and that's a testament to what they've done to help us get, you know, where we are right now and moving forward as well.
As we talked about, leaving a lot of great relationships, and I know that's a hard part of it, but also an exciting chapter in your life and moving on to be the head coach of the Little Elm Lobos. What really drew you to Little Elm? And talk about the program. What do you know about it?
You know, I'll tell you this. When we went up there, you know, I've been talking with Little Elm up there for about a week and a half, and you know, back and forth on the fence, you know, and not knowing what we wanted to do, and trying to kind of, you know, take it serious, the consideration. And we went up there Saturday, and I don't, you know, most interviews, you know, last an hour and a half, but we were up there with the head coach and the athletic director from 10:30 to 4:30. They took us around the community. They not only talked about the high school, but they started, you know, trying to develop relationships and connections for my wife and my family up there. You know, they showed us daycare places. They showed us stuff that made us feel that this would be more than just a job. And really a lot of this has to do with my wife and
her career. She's one of the best hairstylists here in town, out of Chrome, and she feels that, you know, she can just being at a bigger place is going to help her as well and grow. And so it was really a move for all of us, not just me. And I got to give credit to my wife. She's moved twice for me in my career. And with this move and then whatever move it was going to be, I made a promise to myself and to her that it was going to be for us and for her as well. And so being up there in Little Elm this past weekend, they made it very, very difficult. We went and met with a local pastor of a church that works with the school and does things with the school, which you don't find very much up there, as well. And the more we were up there, the more we were around, the more we felt God was pulling us in that direction and showing us the signs that this was the move. And that's what did it for us.
Yeah, having got to know you a little bit over the past couple of years, I know faith and family are yes. very, very important to you. And I know this is going to be so difficult, and I realize it's probably going to be the kids, but what are you going to miss most about being the head coach there at Rudder?
It's going to be the family that we've created with our coaches, with our players. It got a little bit emotional in there today in our meeting a little bit ago. And it's them, but as I told them, and I've always told them, you know, I've got the same cell phone number. I'm not changing it. I'm here for them. I'm here to help them any way I can, whether it's, you know, baseball down the road or it's jobs down the road, college, you know, references. It doesn't matter. That this is not a goodbye. It's not a closed door. You know, I told a couple of them, I won't say who, but I'm only 3 hours away if I got to come down here and still lay down the law on them. And so, you know, that's what I'm gonna miss most. And it's just these kids. They love the game. They love to work. They love to be together in a family deal. And that's one of the big parts of our success was that family we developed.
Coach Matt Harbin leaving Rudder after 5 years, heading to Little Elm. And Coach, I know I'm not the only one that's gonna say this, but you're definitely leaving the program in a lot better place than you found it, and that says a lot about you and your staff, and really do appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you very much.